Let's embrace this moment for 10 months this year. We're gonna make it. Sing Noel.
Sing Noel.
Sing Noel.
O Christ our Savior, sing Noel.
Shepherds on a hillside, wise men from afar, celebrate the coming of my Lord. What a tiny stable, what a wondrous star.
Unto us a child is given, unto us a Savior's born.
Joyful we adore the newborn King. Hosanna in the highest, kneel before his throne. Join us in the mighty chorus, hark the herald angels sing. Sing Noel, sing Noel, sing Noel. God is with us. Rejoice, Emmanuel. Rejoice and sound those trumpets. Rejoice and ring those bells. Rejoice to the King of glory. Heaven can say, rejoice, he is a wonderful counselor. The Prince of Peace, oh, sing Noel.
Tonight, you know, it's good. We're going to sing a bunch of songs, and we've put a lot of work into choiring, but it's not about us, it's not about the production, it's about Jesus Christ and about the fact that he came to earth. You know, no other faith says that their God put skin on and came to live among his people. And so we worship the God of the universe, who breathed out stars, who spoke and the universe came to be, who knows your name, and that amazing, unstoppable God decided to show you how to live, not just tell you how to live. And that's what we celebrate tonight. And so we're going to sing a bunch of well-known Christmas carols. Hopefully you know all of them and can sing along with us. The words will be on the screen. If you don't know them, then make a joyful noise along with us as we go. But this is meant to be not a choir performance. This is a worship service. So please do join us as we go. This first song is called Joy to the World.
Songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat.
far as the curse is found. Far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations rule. The glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And with the angel there appeared a great multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those with whom he is pleased."
Yeah. Oh, Happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Joyful and triumphant, O come, ye all.
normally clap at a choir concert, but feel free to clap along with this one.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain.
Silent flocks by night.
Flocks by night.
Oh, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
Be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
I was a child. Bethlehem Ephrathah are only a small village among all the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel whose origins, are in the distant past will come to you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Then, at last, his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, and he will be highly honored around the world. And he will be the source of peace.